Good morning. It is 10:18 a.m. We are here today, February 12, 2018, for the pre-hearing of OPAPA 18-002, Coronda Corporation versus Department of Public Works. Presiding over the hearing today are Hearing Officer Anthony Camacho and Public Auditor Doris Flores Brooks. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Yuka Hechinova and Jared Hernandez. Will Appellant Coronda please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning. My name is Leslie Travis on behalf of Coronda Corporation, the appellant. Present with me at table is Kiwa Khan, who is an engineer at Coronda Corporation, and also present is Young Ho Kim, the president of Coronda Corporation.
Thank you.
Can you spell Mr. Kim's name?
Yes, it's Byung Ho, B-Y-O-N-G, second word H-O.
Thank you very much. And he's a president.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency DPW please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Shannon Titan, Assistant AG, I'm here for DPW. Tom Keeler is the attorney of record, but I'm here because of his situation.
Thank you.
Yes, for the record, we did have a brief conversation with the AG's office. Representative that Mr. Keeler is not present today because of a car accident.
Correct.
On his way here. And essentially, we just wanted to express our hope that Mr. Keeler is fine and that he'll be available tomorrow.
Okay.
And then it's also, we had a brief conversation off the record concerning whether or not Ms. Titano will be prepared to proceed with today's hearing, but my understanding, Ms. Titano, is that you don't know anything about this matter, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So based on
that, we can do.
Yeah. Based on that, we will see what we can do, but we will essentially be rescheduling or continuing this matter more or less until tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Is that okay? The party's available at that time?
Yeah, I'm available here.
All right. And then, if possible, Ms. Titano, could you please relate to Mr. Keeler that one of the items we will probably be reviewing is the appellant's objection to, excuse me, we have... we have two things, actually. There's appellant Coronda Corporation's objection to DPW's notice of interested parties that was filed on Friday, as well as the appellant's request for supplementation of the procurement record and to extend the time to file comments to the agency report and the motion cutoff date. And so I'd like Mr. Keeler to be prepared to at least address those preliminarily by tomorrow at 2. And no further notice will, or there will be, as we're just continuing this hearing. We've convened this matter today, but we're just continuing it tomorrow. And for Mr. Keeler to be here, we're not going to give any further notice of tomorrow's hearing. The parties understand that?
Yes.
Ms. Pagan?
Yes, and just so I can clarify from my notes.
Sure.
Tomorrow's proceedings will discuss Coronda's objection to the notice of interested parties filed by DPW.
Yeah, I'm not expecting Mr. Keeler to file a response by tomorrow.
Sure.
But we are going to take that issue up and
okay.
We'll probably be seeking to get an idea of when Mr. Keeler can respond. Okay.
Okay.
Likewise, of course, tomorrow is just a continued pre-hearing conference. And so the main purpose of tomorrow's hearing is to determine when the parties are available for the actual hearing in this matter. Was there any other issues? Okay, so this hearing is hereby adjourned, not adjourned, but this hearing is hereby continued. We will reconvene in this matter for this hearing tomorrow, February the 13th at 2 p.m. We are off the record at 10:22 a.m.